of supercars are in Taupo this weekend, and economically speaking, that's going to be a boon for the area. Sellout both days, of course, reminding us that motorsport in this country is as popular as ever. Taupo Mayor David Trewavis is with us. David, a very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mike. How are you?
They all there? They're super excited. We're set to go.
The town is absolutely buzzing. We had the parade through the CBD last night with all the supercars, and there was literally thousands of fans out there. The kids and mums and dads were just absolutely loving it. So great to have them back in New Zealand.
It's a very good tangible example. I mean, I'm a motorsport fan and all that sort of stuff, but when I say, you know, motorsport is a big deal in this country, and I just don't know that enough people outside of it understand that, and you would have seen that surely.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about your Pinot Noir Club, you know, like the amount of closet motorsport people, and unbelievable. You just all sorts of parts of the community, left, right, and centre, you know. So, you know, it's exciting and just accessible to everyone, Mike.
So the Taupo track. So the story was, it used to be a Pukekohe, of course. Then we had problems. Sometimes it came, sometimes it didn't. So we've got a two-part story here. Part one is we need to have a round in New Zealand each year. Part two is, it, you know, allegedly from your point of view anyway, needs to be in Taupo. Have you got it for good, or is that up for grabs each year and it may well go to something like Hampton Downs?
No, we've got it for 3 years. We've got a three-year contract with the Crown, also the Taupo District Council, and Supercars Australia. So we've got it definitely for 3 years, but we've got to do a good job, Mike. Put the red carpet out for everyone. You know, as you say, it's a sellout, sellout Saturday, Sunday. We've got 660 coming, Kayleigh Bell, all those added attractive, activities as well. So we've got to do a good job. But what I can tell you, the Supercars Australia company are just so professional. They've reached out to every part of the community and great to deal with. They've sent 70 odd staff over. They've got a template. Most of the staff have just come from Formula One.
Yep.
You've been working in the various venues there. So they've just transferred over here to set it up like clockwork. It's an amazing sight.
Fantastic. Can you soak it up? Is Taupo big enough? I mean, you know, Auckland is a big city that can soak up a lot of people. Are you big enough to handle it all?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not big enough to handle the accommodation, that's for sure. So that's why the Crown were interested, because we've filled up Rotorua, quite a bit of Napier, Hamilton,
wow,
all the Turangi, Mangakino, even Mangakino's chocker for the day. So it's a total regional event, which is fantastic. And as you know, these times, Mike, things are pretty tight.
Yep.
So it makes everybody happy, and just they've been saving up for this. So hopefully they'll unleash in Taupo over the weekend.
Fantastic. You have a good time. You deserve it. David Trewavis, who's the Taupo mayor, of course.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.